I'm Neil Stavem. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. You can find more on this topic at the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes it possible. Thank you.
We go to the dentist once, twice a year. You get your heart checked after a certain age on a regular basis. You get your oil changed in your car. But not very often do we get the heart of our marriage looked at, you know, and just do a checkup on that. And this is not about finding problems necessarily. It is simply about knowing where you are. In the book, we kind of reference this almost like a GPS in your car. We've all got those on our phones these days. And so it's the same sort of thing. If you want to get somewhere, the first thing you have to do is know where you are, right? So that's what our GPS systems will do, is tell you exactly where you are on the planet. And then you can enter some address or destination, and then it will mark a path to help you get there. Same sort of thing with this Smart Step Family Marriage book. The profile goes hand in hand with the book. It tells you where you are, and then the book tells you that here's the path to go from where you are to where you want to be. And so we're just trying to create a practical resource that translates into life change and deepening intimacy in marriage.
Well, and you did mention that it's not just to identify the problems, but there are also some strengths for each couple. What are some of those key strengths that you mentioned are typical of highly satisfied stepfamily couples?
There are some things that you would expect from all couples, whether it's a first marriage or a second or a third or what have you. And there's some things that are in common, I should say, between all of those marriages. Communication skills is one. Managing conflict is another. Having a spiritual core to your relationship, that is how you share the Lord and how that orients you in your life to make decisions. Those are things that are in common and very predictable, I would say. And we could spend some time talking about those. But one of the things that I think is unique about the study that we did was what's uncommon, if you will, about a step-family marriage, a step-couple relationship, as I like to say it. There are certain things that are unique about that, that if couples don't, well, honestly, if they don't anticipate or don't have any sort of a plan, it really blindsides them, and it can take their marriage under pretty quickly, and that's what we want to try to prevent. So let me just give you one example of that. We found in our study that, believe it or not, only about half, it might even be less than half, of all couples getting married and forming a blended family ever really had a conversation about parenting. They didn't have a parenting plan before the wedding. And we know that kid issues, your kid, my kid, stepchild, step-parent relationships, those are some of the flashpoints for a lot of blended families that create conflict that ultimately divide the couple's marriage. And so if you don't do some anticipation about that and figure out how are we going to do this, you know, your bedtime is 9 o'clock and mine is 10 o'clock, or, you know, are you going to pay for college for my child, or are we just paying for college for your child? I mean, all those kind of serious conversations about how we're going to do life end up impacting the couple's relationship in very significant ways. And so we try to help couples think that through and get a plan.
Thanks for listening. Your support makes this audio stream possible. You can help at myfaithradio.com.